Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Suzanne Paling is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She brings with her a new partner in a new podcast that they're doing. Jennifer Leek is here, and between them, they're doing straight hiring. Straight talk. I didn't say it right. saleshiringstraighttalk.com. Is that right, Suzanne?
That is right.
saleshiringstraighttalk.com. Jennifer, thank you again for being here. Thank you for joining me and Suzanne on the show. Suzanne, tell us about the podcast. And what is it? Are you guys doing it already now, or is it coming up?
We are. We have two shows. We advocate everyone have a hiring process. After you review the resume, we recommend that you have a phone interview, then have the candidate take a pre-employment assessment. Then you have the in-person or a video first interview, the second in-person interview, the reference check, and the job offer. And within each of those, Jim, we have shows. So we have shows about the phone interview, about pre-employment assessments, about first interviews. So right now on the website, you have a show about the phone interview and the pre-employment assessment.
Mm-hmm. And so, Jennifer, these are all really important things. One of the things the reason I think your podcast is so important is we're talking about adding at least some kind of a layer of sophistication on the hiring process for salespeople. Which 99, I'm afraid to say this, but I know this is generalizing, folks, but I think I'm pretty close to this, Suzanne. 99% of small business owners have zero sales sophistication, sales hiring sophistication in their process. And it's one of the reasons why they struggle so much. What do you think, Jennifer?
I think that's right. You know, we spend money on training, but usually it's in management or business processes or something, but I think we get very little training on hiring, not just salespeople, but hiring in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're not so good at who gets trained in how to interview and things like that. And especially if you're in a small company or a small market, I'm in a small market, I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, there is no sales training kind of stuff I see in our town, which is something I'm looking at.
Right.
And interviewing is very overlooked in training.
Well, and one of the things that's going on is in the small business, Suzanne, as you well know, is that we need to get sales. We can't miss any opportunities out there, and we try to get people back out on the street as soon as possible, and so that's, and I think that kind of desperation causes us to do these things when if we take just maybe an extra week or two, maybe just a couple of weeks to go through a little bit more deliberation. I think we'd have higher results, and I know that's what you guys focus on in your podcast.
Yeah, both Jennifer and I would agree with you. I think cash flow is of such concern, especially to smaller businesses, that even with the best of intentions, the minute they hire a salesperson, they want to put them right on the phone or right into their territory, and it ends up with a salesperson who sometimes doesn't produce to their full ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's that? And here's the thing you have to ask yourself, Jennifer: what's that cost you, right? If you got an ineffective salesperson out there taking up time and maybe even burning customers, so to speak, what's that cost you?
I was just going to say that because even if it's a commission sales, and they say, "Oh, well, I'll just hire," many times in some industries they just say hire and fire until you get the right one. But there's goodwill, lost sales. I mean, there's some intangible numbers. The cost, I think they say it's like 25% of the annual salary is lost in the first 90 days.
I believe it. So two hot buttons that I have, ladies, that I'm going to ask you about in terms of salespeople. Number one, as you know, Suzanne, I wrote a book about this, Relevance mm-hmm. in the early steps is more important than whatever you sell. If you can't build relevance in the age of the customer, you can't get a customer to do business with you. What I want to know about that, what you think about that, number one. And number two, please tell your people to train their salespeople, their clerks, to stop saying no problem. Please teach them to stop saying no problem. What do you think, Suzanne?
That expression gets wildly overused. I agree with you.
I hate it.
I think that when you, yes, it is. It's overused. It's like at the end of the day.
It should never be used.
I think when you, send a salesperson out, when you put a salesperson on the phone or you send them out into their territory untrained, you really are asking the customer to let them act as an experiment.
Yeah. And Jennifer, an extension of your company. If you send me somebody who behaves in a way that I think is inappropriate, that's the face of your company, isn't it, Jennifer?
Absolutely. One person told me once that if they wouldn't have them home for dinner at their house, they probably wouldn't have them in their business.
Good point. That's an excellent one. Hey, ladies, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Suzanne, you have no choice. We know where you live. We're going to come and get you. Jennifer, thank you. Thank you for joining our mayhem. Will you come back? Will you join us again?
I'd love to. Thank you, Jim.
Good luck to you, too.
Thank you, Suzanne.
With our new podcast, folks, saleshiringstraighttalk.com. I encourage you to check it out. And then also, don't forget to check out Suzanne's books. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. More mayhem after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.